This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So listen up, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and you want to make sure you clue yourselves in. So go to A21R.com. A as in Adam, the number 2 and the number 1, and R like radio. .com. That will get you to Agenda 21 Radio. And then also NewCaliforniaState.com, the state of the future. Boy, there's a lot of things going on with the state of the future, let me tell you. Okay, we got a lot of things to cover here. It's the Friday edition, of course, of Agenda 21 Radio. And what we want to make sure that you all understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is really going to be a stellar day. Because yesterday was a stellar day, and again, I want to remind you that today your president is Donald J. Trump, brought to you by We the People. There it is, and he's still going to be the president. And quite frankly, he's getting stronger every day. He's got his sea legs behind him now. He's up and running, and I can tell you that things are looking good in the hood, if you know what I mean. Just one of those little expressions back when I was working with the gangsters, of course. They taught me all those things. What's good in the hood, dude? Hey, dude. Everybody used to say, dude. And who? What, we had something going on with, Boris. Boris Johnson. You know, he's the guy. He's Donald Trump on the pond, on the other side of the pond. You know, Great Britain now. Yeah, he's the prime minister. Boy, is he! He needs to comb his hair, though. Yeah, he's got the same color hair as Donald J. Trump. But you know, the bottom line is he really needs to comb his hair. Just a little food for thought, right? That's all I say. He does. He needs. needs a haircut. No, I would, he doesn't need a haircut. Just, well, maybe some styling stuff. Maybe some gel or something. You know, it's Donald Trump. You know, he's got to use some sort of gel. You know, who sets his hair during the day? And who was it? Who was it? One of the comedians. Everybody, remember back in the day when he was first elected, they said, oh, your hair is not real. Then he went on one of the comedy shows, and what the guy who messed it up for him. I can't remember who did that. Who did that? Yeah, and it's real. I mean, you can see his hair is real. Come on. Come on. We used to talk about Ronald Reagan's hair. Is Reagan's hair real? It's real. It's really real. Ronald Reagan's hair was really, really, really real. We have to tramp that stuff. Everything, every nook and cranny about their personal lives. I don't think I'd like to be a president. No, I don't think so. I mean, it looks all glamorous and glorious, and everybody's asking you questions, and they're being dogmatic. You know, what I like is Donald Trump loves the media, and he knows how to handle the media, and he's going to do whatever he needs to do to make it happen. The guy is just masterful at it. And of course, the Democrats. He's not. What's happened now is he's applied those skills to the politicians. Now he is not a politician. That's one of the unique things. That's one of the reasons most people voted for him. He's not a swamp creature. Is he different from Obama? Is he different from Bush? Is he different from the Clintons? Oh yes. And where's Bill Clinton these days? He's not feeling too well, from what we hear. Yeah, and then that brings, it takes, I mentioned the Clintons, and I say, whoa, wait a minute. What's really gone on, huh? What has really gone on with the Clintons? Where's Hillary? Hello? We just, some people, you're just not hearing much. Where's Clapper? Oh, you know, I'm starting to think now about what is really truly going on. Where is Clapper? Clap on, clap off. No, that's that device on the wall. You know, Clapper. National security and all that stuff, you know. DHS, this guy was big. And then there's John Brennan. You know, I want to throw something out to you because this is something that's so persistent in my life all the time. I go out in public. I can't escape it. When I get recognized, I go, oh, no, they see me. They got me. And when that happens, I'm saying, uh-oh, watch out. And the watch out moment is, when is there going to be a perp walk? When is there going to be this? When there's nothing happening. There's no investigations. You don't know what you're talking. I say, be patient. Be patient. Now, this is what I'm going to throw out at you so that you understand, because now we've gone into part deux of the investigations. The Mueller thing is blown wide open. Investigations are going on all the time now on a lot of people. You can bank on it. That's why Bill Barr is Bill Barr. That's why we have independent investigations going on in Utah and on the East Coast. Yeah. Connecticut, Attorney General the district over there is open to, he's been investigating everybody for like the last 2 years, thanks to Jeff Sessions. I know everybody wants to whine and complain about Jeff Sessions, but, you know, he did set a lot of things in motion that, well, his legacy is living on. Let's put it that way. And investigations are happening. Thank goodness to him. That's just a little tay-to-tay there. But I get this question asked all the time. When's it going to happen? It's not happening. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, you know, I just want to digress. You know, sometimes some of these high luster, high visibility people, you know, gosh, they've got a lot of information on people. You know what I mean? They've got think of somebody like a John Brennan. He's kind of a low life. Scumbag, but, you know, he's John Brennan, after all. A member of the CIA, converted to Islam in 1996. By 2000, 2001, he's starting to become activated towards helping one Barack Hussein Obama. And then by the time Barack Hussein Obama gets elected, the man who had actually been employed by Barack Hussein Obama, John Brennan, steps up into a national security advising position in the White House to the president. Wow, out of nowhere, right? John Brennan, the Islamic convert. He gets a quick reputation. Actually, he had a reputation about offing people. It's just a little bit of the sordid history of the man. So what better thing to have happen than Benghazi? September 11, 2012, a date that will live in infamy. Benghazi happens. And, of course, with the inner workings of the State Department and the CIA, and, well, I shouldn't, elements of the CIA, but certainly with John Brennan's fingerprints all over it, Benghazi happens. And we lose our ambassador and three great Americans. Now, everybody says, oh, that's a shame. But what was the bigger issue there? Well, the bigger issue, of course, were arms shipments. Hundreds of tons of arms that were being transited through Benghazi into Turkey, which would into through Syria and into, well, to create that war down there, and ultimately to create ISIS, weaponizing ISIS. So arms were being shipped and bought and paid for oftentimes out of gutter by the United States. And who was helping to facilitate that? Well, Hillary Clinton and John Brennan was part of it, and so was, shocking, Barack Hussein Obama. That's all documented by Scott Bennett. He's been on the show many, many times. We've got quite a history going on here about with Scott Bennett. Do you think that the point man for Barack Obama might have a lot of knowledge? Do you think they might be talking to him? Or do you think maybe he's talking to Bill Barr? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Ah, video. Border agents give illegals hand up hill around wall into America. Ah. This is from the American Mirror, and it's a question that's being asked. And I have not seen the video, and I don't think this has the video. Oh, the story that I'm looking at, this is one of these shining objects that I'm looking at, of course, this story. It says, KOLD, crisis on the border. This is a tweet from them. Travels to the El Paso sector to speak with agents and migrants about the record number of asylum seekers and what Tucson is doing to help tonight. So this has got to be... This is KOLD. It's Tucson, Arizona, I guess. Okay, so this is the story. It says in the story, anyway, this is what it says. It says, when did Customs and Border Patrol agents become the welcoming committee to America? A video published by KOLD shows border agents standing on the hill, on top of a hill, waiting for a group of illegal aliens to approach. The agent crosses past the end of the border wall and extends his hand to assist a woman scaling the wall to enter the country illegally in El Paso, Texas. All right. The female agent pats a boy on his head as he walks into America. There were a total of 5 aliens in the group and were taken for processing. Meanwhile, military members are now being stationed at detention and processing facilities, a move opposed by illegal immigrant proponents. Boy. NBC News report that active duty U.S. troops are now stationed inside the Border Patrol's holding facility in Donna, Texas, and monitoring migrant adults and children from just a few feet away, according to 2 current and 2 former defense officials. A congressman says comes close to violate the 140-year-old federal law. Despite past assurances from federal officials that the active duty U.S. troops deployed to the border would not be in direct contact with migrants or be used for law enforcement, the service members stand watch among the migrants. The troops are perched on raised platforms throughout the large room where the migrants are held, according to the 4 officials. The troops were assigned to the facility to provide welfare checks on the migrants, but the officials say that has evolved into a continual presence watching over them. It's not the role of the U.S. military to be prison guard, said Democratic Representative Garamendi. Oh, John, my representative, my communist in town. Well, when you're shorthanded, when there's a crisis, you know, what do you do, right? What do you do? What can you do when there's a crisis? So I want to take a look. Let's see if I can, if this video will play. Sometimes in some of these particular outlets that you have on the Twitter feed that they produce, it just doesn't quite come up. And right now it's not quite coming up for us to digest it. Maybe this time it will. Ah, here it goes. Yep, there's there any sound? Oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go. Welcome.
Con familia.
Vienen caminando aquí en el lado del río.
Yep.
Que pásenle para acá para la sombra.
Welcome to America. Welcome to America. The borderless country. Country with no borders now. Open borders. Open borders. And, you know, if this continues like this, with the open borders that we're seeing, the millions coming across the borders, we're going to be inundated here in just really a few short months. And America will be changed completely. There's got to be something that happens here. You just cannot be... Basically, what's happening is we're turning into a completely lawless country, and where laws mean nothing. just a simple violation of the truth and of the laws, which has been never really enforced over the last 30, 40 years, since the end of the Becerra program, which I remember distinctly, actually. The reason why I do is I was 12 years old when that program ended. And the reason, well, I was, 12 to 13 in that age frame, because I was working in the fields. Yeah, I used, they called me Hueto. White wetback, they called me. Yeah, in the fields, picking oranges. Olive Heights Citrus Association. It's still, the buildings and everything are still there. Check it out. Olive California, right outside of Orange, California. The big orange, the big plaza town. Yeah, I found it very, very interesting. Yeah, because what happened is that the one year, the Bracero program was there, and then the next it wasn't. And then that year, I think I was 13 at the time when I came back and started working in the summer, I wasn't liked anymore. They didn't like little Hueto. No, I was, they got pretty mean. Because you know why? The Beceros, the wetbacks, didn't like being made illegal overnight in the United States. Where for, 20, 30 years before that, they've been working since World War II in the Becerra program, where they were welcome to come across the border and go back, and they did. When the harvesting season was done, they go back to Mexico. But we changed the laws, and it made it harder for them to go back, basically. And they all became, violators of the law. So since 1962, 63, 64, this whole process of being an illegal alien has been playing out. I know it's not, it's not a felony. But the fact is, it's still a violation of law. And what happens if you violate just this, you get away with it. You get away with it, and you get away with more and more until you're lawless as a society. And that's where we're at in California. And that's what's happening in Texas. Just a simple violation of law like that, and then no one respects your laws. And now you have millions of people who have no respect for American law. No respect whatsoever. Well, and again, you got to remember that these laws in America were created by white men, right? The founding fathers. The founding fathers, white men. So if laws that were created by white men, then obviously it's discriminatory against brown-skinned people and black-skinned people. It's just obvious, isn't it? So no reason to adhere to any of the laws that were created by white people or to be governed by those laws created by white people. The Constitution is just futile. It's worthless. It's worthless. All those words are meaningless. Forget about God. You don't need God. We can be godless because we can be lawless. That's exactly what we have. That's the attitude we have. And it's okay. It's okay. We don't need any sovereign border. We don't need any border anymore. We're kaput. We're kaput at the border. Open borders. And, all the bottom line from what I'm hearing, because we talk to Border Patrol people. We actually have people that we talk to. Once a week, we make a phone call, we get a health check, and the morale is so bad they don't care anymore. These are the people that are guarding the border. Is it futile? Do we give up? I don't think so. That's why we're doing New California. To restore sovereignty, which we will do. You want water? We're going to get you water. You want a Second Amendment? We're going to preserve your Second Amendment. You want an economy? We're going to give you one, a big one.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Get the DEF system. Best thing you can possibly do to protect your privacy for your phones and text messages. Works. 2014. They've been using it. We got permission to sell it. So here it is. Take it. It's yours. Got to pay for it. Go to agenda21radio.news, and on the right-hand side, as you look at the screen, click on the icon that says DEF, D-E-A-F, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework. It's one of the preeminent cloaking technologies, I can tell you that. It's a cloaking technology. And you can look at all the information that's there and all the endorsements. A lot of people endorse it. And, Michael Flynn. Yeah, you wonder why there was no there. We're going to tell this story all the time. The systems, I guess you would say, were completely silenced to Mueller and his people. They were baffled. They were flummoxed as to why they couldn't get out so much information, good information about what was going on. And they didn't. They failed to get that information about the president and everybody else. And I'll tell you, it's look what's happened. It's been a flop for these people. The hearing, in my opinion, was enabled by DEF. Mueller didn't have the information There was no information for Mueller. Which, you know, you think about it, that's pretty cool. I mean, it really is. It's a pretty neat deal with what happened to Mueller. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, we're going to go to San Luis Obispo County. We're going to be doing some traveling, and we're going to be down there over the weekend. Yeah, we got this huge thing happening in New California, the Tri-Counties Fair, as it's known. And it's a Central Coast Fair. So it's Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, Luis Obispo, and Monterey Counties that put on this fair together, and usually in Paso Robles. And a beautiful area, beautiful, just spectacular down there. And in Paso Robles, it's a beautiful area, by the way, just with the wineries and everything. It's just beautiful. Really, there's a couple of places in California that are really spectacular year-round. The best-kept secrets, and I'm going to tell you, Plumas County is one of them. You want to go and visit Switzerland in America, Plumas County. I shouldn't be telling you this, but I am. And then San Luis Obispo. So from Ventura all the way up into Monterey and Santa Cruz, it's just absolutely spectacular. It really is. And you get to see some real ruralness. I mean, it's all rural. Thank goodness. That's why it's all part of New California. I hate it when this happens. I hate it when this happens. We don't know. Listen, you can't hassle me on this. I do not know where the capital's going to be. The two most asked questions in the New California State Movement: where's the capital going to be, and what is going to be the postal abbreviation? Can't be NC. North Carolina's got that. It can't be CA because California's got that. Is there an NA? Well, you never know. Maybe that will be it. We don't know where the capital's going to be, the proposed. I mean, that's all stuff that's up there in the air. I mean, we're still building the Constitution and everything else that's going on. By the way, the 5th Constitutional Convention is going to be in Knott's Berry Farm, actually, down in that area. And that's going to be happening the second weekend of October. And we have some very special guests that are going to be making appearances. And definitely want you to check that one out. Get tickets now because tickets will go up in price. They've already gone up one price fold. So if you get them now, then you're going to be saving yourselves a lot of money as we get into the last and final month. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on in that regard. Okay, so you know what is really truly going on? We got to get back to this whole thing. After all, it is a Friday, so we can delve into all the things that are happening all throughout the great United States of America and, of course, in the world. And what is going on in the world other than Boris Johnson, Bojo, they call him. I don't think I'd like that, Bojo, being known as Bojo. Would you? Would you really like that? I mean, but that's what Boris Johnson is all about, right? This is a record that they say that I think is a very... I'm gonna follow up on this. This is on the script, and I'm not looking at the script. Follow the script. This is according, and I don't know where they got this number, so we're gonna look at it. It says a record 61,000 migrant children surge over border. 230 million spent for snacks, diapers, and baby formula, and that's just who you can count. These numbers, you got to go usually by triple the number, and that probably gets you all the children that come across the border. So you're talking about 180,000 migrant children surge. I'm going to say, I'll say between 175 and 200,000. That's probably, I think, a fair number to come up with. Surging across the border, 230 million spent for snacks and diaper formula. Nice. Yeah, this is the state of the United States now. I think that the number is very, very shallow at 61,000. I think that's not a truthful number, but that's just me. you know, that's just me. I think that if you take a little deeper look at the deeper dive at some of these numbers, you'll find even larger numbers. Again, this the caravanning. It's just now we're used to caravans, right? This is the only thing you can do is just say what are the comparables. This is a record number: 61,000 of unaccompanied migrant children have surged over the U.S.-Mexico border and been handed to federal care facilities since October. And there are still over 2 months left the fiscal year, according to immigration officials. The number tops the total for fiscal year 2016 at 59,170, turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services. Jonathan H. Hayes, the director of the Office of Refugee Resettlement at DHS, said the agency on one day held a high of 13,700, and it's down to 11,000. The number of unaccompanied UAC, they're called now. They have an acronym now. It's called UAC, UAC. They got an acronym for it. The number of UAC entering. Do you get me? So do you feel me? I'm saying UAC, and you understand that that means, oh, that's an abbreviation for unaccompanied child. Right. Okay, so the number of unaccompanied children entering the United States during the fiscal year has risen to levels we have never seen before, he said. And this is Jonathan Hayes, director of the Office of Refugee Resettlement at DHS. Now, where did this? I want to back up here a little bit. Where did this Office of Refugee Resettlement at DHS come from? What is the history of the Office of the Refugee Resettlement? Isn't that an interesting question? So they open up the Office of Refugee Resettlement. I wonder if I can get some statistics on that. You know what I mean? Well, let's check it out. We got a break coming up. Oh, the break's here. We'll see what happens. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And what about this Office of Refugee Resettlement that we were talking about in the last story? And about the unaccompanied minors and so on. It says the Office of Refugee Resettlement, or as it's known, ORR, is a program of the Administration for Children and Families, an office within the United States Department of Health and Human Services, created with the passing of the United States Refugee Act of 1980. The OR offers support for refugees seeking haven within the United States, including victims of human trafficking, those seeking asylum for persecution, survivors of torture and war, and unaccompanied alien children. The mission and purpose of OR is to assist in the relocation process and provide needed services to individuals granted asylum within the United States. Again, granted asylum. So that whole thing is being disrupted, right? It says, since 1975, the United States has assisted in the resettlement of more than 3 million refugees. Annual admissions of refugees to the United States since 1980 Act was enacted have ranged from 27,100 to as many as 207,000. In fiscal year 2019, refugee and resettlement assistance comprised a discretionary budget of $1.9 billion, the largest share of that $1.3 billion was designated for unaccompanied alien children program housing child migrants. Now, this is kind of interesting because this is where I'm getting down to it. This is the paragraph. I'm going to read the paragraph so you kind of get what's going on. In fiscal year 2019, refugee and resettlement assistance comprised a discretionary budget of $1.9 billion. The largest share of that, $1.3 billion, was designated for the Unaccompanied Alien Children Program, housing child migrants. The 61,000, are you tying it into that 61,000 that they say since October of this year, which is the largest number they've had, and they've got two more months of the fiscal year left, right? Other major programs include Transitional and Medical Services, $354 million, Refugee Support Services, $207 million, and the Trafficking Victim Support Program of $27 million. The office is currently headed by Jonathan Hildreth Hayes, who has served as interim director since November 2018. In the history, let's see here. But I want to get back to that paragraph. I don't want to... It says, before World War II, nonprofit voluntary agencies called VOLAGs were generally responsible for aiding immigrants and refugees. In 1946, the federal government began supporting these organizations financially with corporate affidavit program. However, beginning with an influx of refugees fleeing Castro's Cuba, the federal government began to take the primary financial role in assisting refugees. This response set a precedent of federal involvement, with Eisenhower and Kennedy expanding efforts to assist nonprofits in settling refugees, efforts which became permanent with the Migrant and Refugee Assistance Act in 1962. The Office of Refugee Resettlement was officially established with the passage of the Refugee Act in 1980, and it was created in an attempt to design a coherent and comprehensive refugee admission and resettlement policy. The Act gave recognition to the Office of the U.S. Coordinator for Refugee Affairs, which was given authority over the development of the of U.S. refugee admission and resettlement policy and established the Office of Refugee Resettlement within the U.S. Department of Health. Major changes. Well, additional categories of potential recipients of OR services were added, including persons granted asylum, survivors of torture, and so on. The Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization of 2008 added trafficked children to the list of individuals for services. That was at the end of the Bush era, the beginning of the Obama era. The unaccompanied alien children program was transferred to OR by the Homeland Security Act of 2002, effective March 1, 2003. The office work is subject to the provisions of the Flores Agreement of 1997, the Trafficking Victims Protection Act of 2000, and the Reauthorizations Act of the Wilberforce Trafficking Victims Protection Act, 2005. In 2010, the OR reported to U.S. Congress six guiding principles which represented the modifications of its priorities. Now, you're right in the middle of the Obama era here in 2010, ladies and gentlemen. This is where I'm going. Appropriation placement and services, client-centered case management, newly arriving refugees, health and mental health services, outreach data-informed decision-making. Just a few of the things, right? OR has eight major divisions at the federal level, each with a director and support staff. Now, this is, again, since 2010. Division of Policy and Procedures, Division of Budget and Data Analysis, Refugee Assistance, Refugee Health, Refugee Services, Unaccompanied Children's Operations, Planning and Logistics, Health and of Health, Division for Health of for Unaccompanied Children. Service delivery to refugees varies based upon the division. Yeah. Division for Resettlement Services works through private nonprofit public organization to provide economic support and social integration services to refugees. This particular division administers the voluntary agency match grant program and seven competitive refugee social services discretionary grant programs. Discretionary grants are awarded on a competitive basis. Sure they are. You wonder how all these churches are gaining billions of dollars every year with their organizations just welcoming these people across the border, right? Because the more people, the more money. This has evolved into how to become a slave trader business. That's what this is. It's all about the money. It's all about the money, ladies and gentlemen. OR partners with several other agencies, Department of State, Homeland Security, blah, 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 blah. I like this one. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Justification for estimates for Appropriations Committee, fiscal year 2020. Unaccompanied children. Oh, yeah. You take a look at this and this whole welcoming communities program and all this other stuff. Obama era stuff. It all started with Obama. It was Obama who put children in cages. Remember that. His 2014 pictures. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so one of our dutiful citizen journalists says, Hey, wait.
Look at this.
a member of the New California State staff, I might add, forwards this email to me. Now, all of you who have been so anxious, as we have been anxious in New California, as we go out every Thursday and every Tuesday and we profess our grievances, we just got done with 78. We're moving on to 95. We're closing in. Finally, after all these weeks, we've been saying this statement about insurrection. You know, it's in every one of our grievances. Well, not every one. The first 15 or so didn't contain it, but then we started to warm everybody up to the idea. Insurrection's really the order of the day. And now all of a sudden we get something else. This is from John Doherty. Now we're going to explore this in the next hour, so a little bit more. It says, this is what he says. Now, to catch you up to speed, one judge in Washington supported Donald Trump's funding, you know, the transfer of funds from the Pentagon military into the border protection stuff. And then the very same day, the judge in San Francisco, an Obama appointee, of course. I hate it when this happens. Reverses it. Now, this is what the headline says. Now would be a great time for POTUS to invoke the Insurrection Act following the latest court loss over immigration. Shocking. Shocking. Someone else in the nation is thinking about that. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.